The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'll say good morning again and welcome. Happy to be here with all of you and appreciate the chance you've given me to sit with you and to teach. Thank you. So one of the characteristics of this practice, meditation practice, is that it moves towards the direction of becoming whole or becoming integrated. The ancient language uses the kind of words that imply a gathering together. And I interpret that as a unification process. There's a wonderful little saying from a Japanese poem that says, "No part left out." So there's nothing left out. Everything has a place, and everything gathers together and becomes settled here. And so we're not working at cross purposes with ourselves, but we're actually finding a way to, this too gets included. This too we gather together. And it's not the word I'll give for this next factor of awakening, but maybe the word for this meditation session, or the idea that can be in the background for it, is this too. So as we practice mindfulness, whatever happens, there's a spirit, an attitude of this too gets included. And not to keep doing it, not to be involved in those things, but to not fight anything or challenge anything or make anything a problem. And some things, when they've been included, can just recede to the background as we settle ourselves on the breathing or whatever object, primary object you have for the practice of mindfulness, with the idea that that's the center of gravity, that's the bottom of the hill, the direction the water flows. So everything gathers at the bottom. Everything's gathering around the breathing. And we become unified and whole here. So to take a meditation posture, and the posture itself is the beginning of an expression of wholeness. If we take some care with our posture and with the idea that we're including our body is an important part of this whole process. Some of you might find it useful with the idea that you're inviting your body to participate with the meditation. Or that your body is inviting you to participate in the meditation. And to gently close your eyes. And to take some long, deep breaths. So you really feel your body as you breathe. And this invitation to be with your body, for your body to be with you, can be maybe represented by this deep, gentle breathing in, and a little bit longer exhale, perhaps, than you normally would. Just to accentuate the settling in, letting go. Breathing in and breathing out. And then letting your breathing return to normal. In order to begin this process of being inclusive, being whole, what is it that's happening for you in the present moment, in your direct experience, that maybe you wouldn't have occurred to include or you're trying to avoid? And perhaps gently, without being preoccupied or by it, you might say, this too, has a place here. This too is part of the whole. And whatever it is that needs to be included, breathe with it. Breathe through it. Allow there to be a soft, simple recognition. This too is here. And then perhaps it's okay, now that it's recognized, to let it recede a little bit into the background so that this wonderful ability we have to engage our attention now on the breathing in the body, where we enter into the experience of the body breathing. And for a while you exhale, to soften and relax in the body. Tension in the body is a way to be fragmented. And softening, relaxing the shoulders, the face, the belly, our movement towards being whole. To be more inclusive. And then to also, as you exhale, to relax in the mind, whatever tensions and pressures that might be associated with thinking or having a concern. It isn't so much you let go of the concern as it is you relax the pressure or tension associated with it. And in a sense, as we relax, there is maybe an aspect of this too is okay. This too has a place in the whole. And then as if the center of the whole, the center of the integrated whole being that you are, is breathing. And it isn't so much you have to work to focus on breathing, as it is you keep letting go into the breathing. As if breathing is the bottom of the hill in which the water flows. Perhaps as you exhale, letting go of your thoughts and letting go into the body breathing. and whatever takes you away from the breathing, this too is included. It's okay. Just recognize it. And let it, that also, incline back to your breathing. So that everything leans, inclines to your breathing. this too. An attitude of this too that lets something relax and settle. The tension or the pressure to be involved or to be preoccupied or a kind of tension that divides us from ourselves, parts of ourselves from other parts. This too and allows a settling, a sense of inclusion, no need for tension. All things are allowed to be here, and all things settle to the center. All things flow to the center of our being, perhaps to the breathing. And the awareness is an awareness that is inclusive, that it itself inclines towards the breathing, while at the same time making room so that everything else can incline to the middle as well. To meditate with the attitude of this too is included. Is not to condone anything or prioritize anything, but rather to allow us to be whole. And in becoming whole, to allow our care, our love, to see things clearly so we can be wise, wise and caring. And as we come to the end of this sitting, this too can include the world around us. The world of our home where we live, the world of our community, the world of the world. This too, we make space for in our hearts. This too we make space for in our care. This too is part of the whole. And to be able to be unified with it, be whole with it, gives the possibility for us to have greater love or care for this world of ours. And to bring the premeditation practice into the world can be a way of bringing our care and love into the world. To have the presence of mind, the openness of heart, that we're ever ready to have a profound, mature, kind of serious love for this difficult world we have. May it be that this practice that we do allows us to have a heart that's so wide and big and expansive that there's room for all things in it. All things have a chance to fit into the alchemy of love and care and kindness. An alchemy which hopefully can transform all hate and anger and fear. May it be that our practice and our openness and our wholeness is in fact enabling us to be in this world in a way that supports all beings. May all beings know that they're whole and therefore can be at peace.